S'ma Mesherev Yontivs. I want to begin by thanking all of the sponsors, all that they're davening for, we're davening for, and we should hear all B'Seres Taivas, Ms. Hashem. You know, when Hashem Baruch calls out in the Torah, in Navi, he says, Moshe, Moshe, Avram, Avram. When he says the name twice, there's so much love, there's so much warmth in that kriya. So there's also a kriya in the Torah of Yaakov, Yaakov. So I'm right now, on behalf of everybody, with the greatest love and warmth that I could muster up, I'm thanking our two Yaakovs. Yaakov Zolden, who's just standing here, and Yaakov Shmuckler. The Mesirus Nefesh, living day and night for you, for other Jews, for the shul. It gives each and every one of us such chiyus and such chizik to see people like our two Yaakovs. And Hashem is both to give them and their families. I reach the same mission to be nechta mesifim shal tzadikim till 120 bez Hashem. What I want to say would take at least 4 or 5 hours. And that's leaving out the part of halacha which I used to give when it wasn't in this context. It was just regular Shabbos, shuv and shul, talking to the olam. But I understand that it's Erev Yom HaKadosh. But the world is sick. I gave a title to the shmuz, to the drasha, called The Vaccine. I hate titles. I don't like coming up with titles. It takes me longer to think of the title than this year. And you, of course, all know that I'm not talking about medicine tonight. But I'm talking about the vaccine. And everybody's scrambling to find this. Because whoever finds it is going to, whether it works or not, doesn't make a difference. It's going to be the richest in the world. But the world is sick. There are people who are lo'aleinu physically, many people are not well. Not just from this machla. There are people who need a refuah nefesh. So many people are anxious, depressed. Every week I talk to somebody, children who are diagnosed as being bipolar. I don't know if they are or they're not, but so strange machles nefesh. So I mentioned the Gemara last week. The Gemara is in Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis. And the Gemara is talking about the Mevaker Sachel B'Shabbos. If you visit a person who, lo'aleinu, was not well, on Shabbos, Mevaker Sachel B'Shabbos. Oymalai Shabbos Himilizaik Urufua Kroivalai. Shabbos Himilizaik. On Shabbos, the simple pshat is, on Shabbos, we're not permitted to cry out, to scream. Remember, we were talking about the shofar, right? Not blowing the shofar on Shabbos. We're not permitted to scream on Shabbos. Urafua kreva lovai. But the refua, the cure, is otot. The cure is on its way. It's very near. Urafua kreva lovai. That's the pshat. But as we were learning with the inyan of shofar and the absence of the shofar on Shabbos, with this year it's davke, Hashem Yisbarach made it in such a way that it should come out like that, obviously. So we learned that ba'omek, on Shabbos a Jew is able to ascend to a place, he's able to be in a world, in a reality, where there is no need to scream. There's no need to cry. There's no need to beg. Shabbos is Yom HaNishmas. A Jew is able to enter, not just a big, great person, but a regular Jew, regular people like us. are able to, if we live Shabbos the right way, Shabbos is the vaccine, is able to enter into a place of amunah. During the week we're distracted, but on Yom HaDin Nishmasa, is able to come to a place where he lives in that reality of Urafua Kroiva Lovai. You know that Shabbos was revealed to us before Maimon HaSinai. Chazal tell us that B'mora Nitna Shabbos, that by Mora we received Shabbos. Not the entirety, but Shabbos was revealed to us before Maimon HaSinai, B'mora Nitna Lana Shabbos. And there was something else that was revealed to us over there at that time, at Mara. Kalamachla shasati mitzrayim, le'osim alecha, k'ani Hashem ra'efecha. Kalamachla shasati mitzrayim, le'osim alecha. That the moment that Shabbos was made known to us, of what Shabbos is, of what you and I can access on Shabbos, at that very same moment, it was revealed, kol hamachla shasati mitzrayim, any sickness, kalamachla shasanti mitzrayim la'osim alech, k'ani Hashem ra'efecha, ani Hashem ra'efecha, I am Hashem who heals you. The rest of the talk is going to be to try to understand that and to bring it to us. The sugya in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph tells us that the song that the Levim would sing, that they would play in Beis HaMikdash every day, that song, that Kapitel Tehillim, was a song of that day of creation. Whatever Sunday was, Yom Rishon, whatever, the second day of the week, the third day of the week, the toichen of each of the days of Ma'aseh Bereishis is contained in the Shir Shal Yayin. I've had in mind for a long time, and Hashem should give me the strength to do it, I would like to spend a year or two on those Kapitel Tehillim, so we could truly understand what to think about on a Sunday and how to live on a Monday, the koichus of a Sunday and a Monday. That are those Kapitel Tehillim in the spheres, of course, and to understand each day of the week. What's astonishing is that whereas each of the songs, each of those Kapitel Tehillim, are talking about what was at the beginning of time, by Ma'aseh Bereishis, when Hashem created the world, those first days of creation, when it comes to the Shir of Shabbos, the song of Shabbos, it's not about what was at the time of creation. But the song of Shabbos is entirely about what's going to be at the end of time. The Mishnah is in Talmud. B'Shabbos ha'yo'emer mizmor shir li'yom ha'Shabbos. That Shabbos, we say the Shir of Shabbos, Beis HaMikdash, and our Shir of Shabbos, is mizmor shir li'yom ha'Shabbos, li'yom shekula Shabbos u'menucha l'chaya yorlon. The song of Shabbos is of what's going to be. And each and every Shabbos of our lives, that light of what's going to be ultimately revealed completely when Mashiach comes, that light is shown to us, b'zer anpin, in a certain way. We're able to see that, we're able to experience that each and every Shabbos of our lives. The sight, of course, of this is Soif Ma'aseh B'Machshava Tchila. Soif Ma'aseh B'Machshava Tchila means everybody knows that the beginning and the end are tied together. Soif Ma'aseh B'Machshava Tchila means that the ultimate picture that Hashem Yisbarach had in mind when he created the world, of what's going to be, of what you and I are going to live in and with and enjoy and delight in, and all of the Ma'aseh are going to come back and be together with us. That was the Machshava Tchila of creation. That was the first thought, the plan of creation, of what's going to be. Shabbos is the Machshava Tchila of creation. And we say the halacha is may roish mikedem nesucha, may roish mikedem nesucha from the beginning. And therefore, the song of Shabbos is not about what happened that first week of creation. That's not what's koveya, the mohus of Shabbos. And what's fascinating is that when you look at that kapitel, you're wondering, what does it have to do with Shabbos? It says, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, and after that, it doesn't say anything about Shabbos. There are many other places you can find in Tehillim, different beautiful kapitel where it's Shabbosdik. Because it's not talking really, really about the beginning, about how it started to unfold from that first thought, kivyochel, of Hashem's plan. The way to experience Shabbos and to understand Shabbos and to sing the song of Shabbos is lefi what's going to be the end. At that time of Yom Shekulo Shabbos, Amnuchu L'chayu Elohim. And therefore, every single Shabbos of our lives, Chazal tell us, and we sing in the Zmiris, Mein Olam Haba, Yom Shabbos Amnuchu. Every single Shabbos of our lives, every single Shabbos, when we have that entire Yom Nishmasa of the vaccine that Hashem Yisbarach gave to the world, I'll explain that in a moment. Every single second of Shabbos, of Yom HaNishmasa, is me'ein what's going to be at the end of time, in Olam Haba, Yom Shabbos Menucha. And what is the end? And what is it that we can take and taste on Shabbos? What is this cure of Shabbos? So we learned in the parasha today. Hashem Yisbarach says, "Ani omis va'achaya." I bring death and I bring back to life. Ani omis va'achya, achaya, machasti v'ani erpa. I wounded and I will heal. Machasti v'ani erpa. I wounded and I will heal. And the Medrash says, listen carefully. The Medrash says, "Mochasti machas makoso shel oilom." The wound of this world is called makoso shel oilom. All sicknesses, including COVID-19, including a common cold, including cancer lo aleinu, all sicknesses of the guf of the body, and all distortions of the mind are a continuation of what's called machasti machatz makosu shel oilam. Makosu shel oilam is the gzeira of biyom acholchem imenemoyz tomas, eating from the tree. Misa death, the malach hamoves, the gzeiras misa. All sicknesses, bein beguv, bein benefesh. All sicknesses or the outcome of that makkah at the beginning of time in Gan Eden Mikedem of the snake, the Nochash, that the Medrash calls makoso shel olam. And the soif maisi of creation at the end when Mashiach comes, the gzeira of Misa will be completely annulled. And when the Pasuk says, Ani omis v'achaya, I brought death to the world, and from there all sicknesses. Machasti, I brought this wound, this pain to the world. V'ani erpa, and I'm the only one who can cure this. Ani Hashem reifecha. So every single machla that has ever been, whether it was the Spanish flu in that pandemic in 1918, or the present maka that the world is going through now, when it comes to knocking your toe in the middle of the night when you're going to the Beis HaKisa, that moment of that pain. All of these and much more, the anxiety, the depression. But we were talking about Parshas Kisavai. L'saman b'cheyecha. V'chadet ha'yoyimam, laylu v'yoyimam. Living in a state of fear. Where life has never been better than it is now. And people are living in a life of fear. They're giving little children in school, they're not allowing them to come to school unless they get antidepressants. 6-7-year-old children are being drugged up. All of these come from the Makos Shel Olam. Chevra that are going away from Yiddishkeit, that are leaving Torah Mitzvahs, our sons and daughters, and there are plenty of adults as well. Anybody that's oising in this inyan of Jews who are suffering from that makah, know that it has nothing to do with philosophy, has nothing to do with theology, has nothing to do with Rambams and Rambans. It's part of the sickness, it's part of the Gzeiros Misa, it's a shtalshlus of the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, of the snake. It's a machlas hanefesh mamish. It has nothing to do with those chevra, the ones that believe most in the Baruch Shalom. When I talk to them, they're the biggest maminim, those chevra. I have my davening for Yom Niroyim. Hundreds and hundreds of names from one of the chevra that I'm very close to, a fellow that he helps out with these families. Hundreds of names, some of them are from the shul, of boys and girls, from the most modern to the most Hasidish, everything in between. Beginning with Aviv Dov Ben Linda, and Henshes, and Mendels, Chaimushkes. These sicknesses are ishtalshlus of Makos Shel Olam. And therefore the complete refuah is only with the bittul of that gzeira of B'yayim HaChol Chemimen and Mois Thomas. The Hashem Yisbarach told Adam and Chava that when you eat from the tree, you're going to bring death into the world. And therefore, every single Levaya Lo Aleinu, by the Hesped, the Masbitz, ends the Hesped of Bila HaMovis LaNetzach, with the words that ultimately on that day, death will be completely vanquished, will disappear. And all the sicknesses, Begufa B'Nefesh, that death has brought. There was a moment in history, there was a moment in time, that we're able to taste of what it's going to be like. Because by Har Sinai, and it says, Chorus al Alucha, everybody knows that the Gemara Darshan's Chorus, al Tikvi Chorus al what? Chayrus. Freedom. Chayrus mi Malach Hamoves. There was for a moment that experience of the end. And therefore, Chazal tell us that by Har Sinai there was a nes of kol acholim nisrapu. That for a moment, for a very brief time, kol acholim nisrapu. Everybody who was sick, and there were plenty of sick people. Everybody who was sick suddenly was cured. Kol acholim nisrapu. But the chet ha'egel, of course, is ochen ka'odom temusun. The chet ha'egel brought the darkness of death, the Malach HaMavis, back into the world until the end of time. And therefore we can understand in a very simple and clear way every single Shemoneh Esrei that we daven. The seventh bracha, the Gemara Megillah and Daf Yud Zayin goes through the Seder of the brachas. And the seventh bracha is the bracha of Geula, of Geula, of the end, of Shabbos. Goel Yisrael, Shabbos. We're davening every week to just get to that place of Goel Yisrael, of Shabbos. And ultimately to the day of Yom Shekulei Shabbos. That's the seventh bracha. But the eighth bracha is Roifei Choylei Am Yisrael. The eighth bracha is the bracha of refuah, of the cure, of the vaccine. That means the Eschalta, the Geula, the beginning of redemption, is Shabbos, Mashiach. But the Shleimus, the perfection, the completion of redemption, is not the arrival of Mashiach. It's Hashem's fulfilling the promise of Tchias HaMeisim, Aveni Erpa, I will heal. I brought this wound, the pain of death, which has caused all of this sickness and misery. Vani Erpa, and I will bring the cure. And it's very clear to each and every one of us, and Chazal have spoken about this, and this is discussed at length in this forum, that that bracha of Roifei, the eighth bracha, Tchias HaMeisim, Roifei Choylei Am Yisrael, corresponds to Bris Milah, which is the eighth day. Because Bo'omek, the Shoresh, the root of all Refuas and Yeshuas, is Kedusha Sabris. And Eliyahu HaNovi is the Malach HaBris. And Eliyahu HaNovi is the one who's Mavasa the Gula. We're just singing that tonight by Malava Malka. And by those Shanas, we're going to go screaming out, Kol Mavasa Mavasa Vayimah. Eliyahu is the Malach HaBris. The bris means that, in truth, it's impossible for a Jew to ultimately die. That the essence of a Jew transcends death and is stronger than the Malach HaMoves. Because the bris means that every single Jew has a kesher nitzchi with the Bari Olam and lo yidach menu nidach, and that no matter what you and I have ever done in our lives, Ultimately, whether it's easier and gentler and softer, or it's going to have to be with greater difficulties and so on, it shouldn't chalila be, but each and every one of us is going to be cured. It's guaranteed, the vaccine 1,000% cure rate, not like the vaccine that's going to come out, 1,000% of Baruch Shalom's vaccine. Eliyahu Malach is the Malach HaBris. Because Eliyahu Novi, as you know, did not die. He went up with a storm to Shemayim. But B'oimek, Eliyahu Novi, the Mevaseh Geula, the Malach HaBris, is the one who brings the greatest Besurah Tov of all, the Besurah of Mashiach and Tchias HaMeisim, is a continuation of the revelation of the Besurah. That ultimately, each and every Jew is mamish indestructible. You remember I told you a few months ago, I just mentioned last week that I was zoich, my wife and I was zoich to be by the tzion of the great tzaddik from Yishlaim, Rabbi Levine. And he wanted, and it says by his, I read in the book and I saw it's written by the tzion, that everybody who comes to visit his grave and it's kedai to go. It's the middle of Yerushalayim. He asked everybody to say, Ani ma'am b'memuna, shleima, I believe 1,000,000% in Tchias HaMeisim, that Hashem is going to bring the Meisim back to life. And I said this over and over and over again the other day when I went to visit my father, Olav HaShalom. That I believe b'emuna shleima, that this parsha is not finished. But the cure is not only going to be for death, but all of the memories and all of the suffering that he went through during those years of unbearable and unbelievable darkness. Even though we don't understand how. So you know, when we prepare for the bris, and we have the kisa shel Elio, and the moil says, Zeh kisa shel Yonov Yizorcha Latoiv. Zeh kisa shel Elio Hanov Yizorcha Latoiv. Li Yishuoscha ki visi Hashem, Li Yishuoscha, not doctor this, not doctor that, not this discovery, not that discovery. If Hashem is Baruch, we'll send a shliach, a good shliach. Halavai, it should be soon. But li yishuoscha ki visi Hashem. Zeh kisa shel Yonov Yizorcha Latoiv. This is how we bring a Jew into the world. And we, it's also a girl, but by a girl it's behelim. It's in a hidden and deep way. Zeh kisa shel Yonov Yizorcha Latoiv. Li yishuoscha ki visi Hashem. And then we say a couple of words later. Elio Malach Habriz, Hine Shelcha Lifonecha. This kid is one of yours. Listen to the words. Hine Shelcha Lifonecha. This child is one of your guys. He's one of your chassidim. Hine Shelcha Lifonecha. That means the same way that you, Elianovi, the same way that only seemed to us that you left the world, but really, you never died, you ascended to some other dimension of existence. However long this child is going to live, and during the course of his lifetime, we don't know what's going to be with this baby. Halavai, he'll grow up into a fine Erlechi, to a Talmud Chacham. But it could be that along the way, there are going to be different sorrows, different makis, ben benefesh, ben maguf. Like many of you here are sitting here, have seen that, as I know, because I know your stories, many of you, with your own children and other children, lo aleinu. And there are going to be al-chaits, there are going to be distortions, there are going to be ugly moments, perhaps, in the life of this child. There are going to be things that he's embarrassed of and that his parents might not ever find out, but things that are terribly, terribly embarrassing and degrading. But from the very beginning we say, Elio malach habris hinei shelcha lefanecha amoid al yemini v'samcheini Rabban shel mizroifei chaylim Samech Neuflim Raifei Chaylim Boruch Mechaya Meisim. We're asking you, Rabbeinu Shalom, Amoid Al Yemini, Elyonav, you stand here with me. Elyonav, you're the Malach HaBris. You're the reminder that if my son, if this child, or if my daughter, Chalila, are going to go through times in life, and they're not going to, Chalila, look like they're the holy little kid that's lying right here, right now, on your seat, on your chair. And that something happens along the way, Rabbeinu Shalom, help me as his father, help me as his mother to believe that you're standing next to me and you're standing next to him and you'll be there, you're the Malach HaBris. Amoid al yamini v'samcheini, hold me up, give me strength to believe that this child is indestructible just like you, that this child is only appearing to us as someone who for the moment is dying in his aveirs, is dying in his addiction, is dying in his sickness, is dying in whatever it is in life that's causing him to feel like he doesn't want to live. Hine shelcha lefanecha, amoid al yemini v'samcheini. That sof kol sof will have a refuah. And we as parents should be zeichet to see it. And Hashem Zoch should send shluchim who will help. Again, beguf, benefesh. That this child will also arise from the dead. So refuahs b'shminis. The ultimate refuahs in the eighth bracha of the bris. Of the covenant. Machatzti v'ani erpa. Makosu shel oilam. Ani machatzti. I brought that I brought that sickness to the world of the Esadas Toivar, of the Lona Desveka, of uncertainty, of doubt, of fear, of anxiety, of pain. Vani Erpa. And I will heal it. And that's why I spoke about this a little bit in some of the shiurim that I gave 2 years ago on the Inyan Tchias HaMeisim. Gave around 6 or 7 shiurim. That's where you find twice in Shemoneh Esrei the Inyan, the Midah of Ne'emanus. I spoke a little bit about by Slichas, you've got a friend. What it means to be a friend. The greatest midah you could find in a friend, and the Baruch Shalom is our best friend. The greatest midah one can find in a friend is that he's an Ish Ne'eman. He's faithful, he's loyal. He sees things through. He doesn't drop you on a bad day. He doesn't ditch you when it's not going well. He doesn't just hang out with you when it's fun. He's with you through the whole journey. So there are 2 times in Shemoneh Esrei that we speak about that midah. V'ne'eman ato l'hachi yis meisim. V'ne'eman ato l'hachi yis meisim v'rishlom. We trust you. V'ne'eman ato l'hachi yis meisim. It's not only talking about the ones in the cemetery. V'ne'eman ato l'hachi yis meisim. And Kikel Melech Roife Neman Rachman Ato. Kel Melech Roife. What kind of a doctor? Neman and Rachman. Neman and Rachman. Because Refuas Hashem, the 8th Bracha, the invincibility, indestructibility of a Jew, because a Jew, no matter what he has done, is mekusha to the Bari Olam, is always bound to Hashem. Therefore, it can't be, it'll never be, that he'll become ultimately unhinged from the Creator, and therefore he's always connected to the Roife, Neman, and Rachman, always. Because that Roife Neman and that Roife Rachman, who's Mechaye Meisim, who's Samech Neuflim and Roife Chaylim, he's above all of the changes, all of the mistakes, all of the problems, all of the failures, all the disappointments. And that's the meaning of Kedushas HaBris. And that's all we're learning about in Chabur of Yosef HaTzadik these past years. And we'll continue, Be'ez Hashem, to talk about that inyan of Kedushas HaBris. So when we say at the Bris, Elio Malach HaBris, Hinei Shelcha Lefanecha, what we're saying is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hine shelcha lefanecha, amoid al yemini v'samchein. You're the roife neman v'rachma. You're roife chaylem. Look, Rabbeinu Shalom, the likelihood is that this child is going to have to go through difficulties like all of us have to go through. And there are different problems in our times than there were in the earlier years. But until makosu shel olam is healed, there is going to be machlis, there are going to be sicknesses of the guf and the nefesh. But v'nem anata l'achyas meisim, hinei shelcha l'fanecha. Rabbi Shalom, this isn't an Eina ben Bris, this is one of your children. Amoid al yemini v'samchein. I'm begging you to stand with me as his father, as his mother, as her father, as her mother. Stand together with me v'samcheini. And hold me up and help me to lift up this child when he or she feels like Chalila, like he doesn't want to continue. You know that I'm dealing with situations and they're sitting right here in the shul, somebody, and there are many others where there are young people, teenagers, who want to kill themselves. Hashem Yirachem. Many of the chevra on this list that I have, many, many of them, have tried to kill themselves. And this is the side. Hashem's Rufu is the side, is the vaccine of Yom Kippur, of Shabbos. Shabbos, Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbosai. Super. The super vaccine is Yom Kippur. I'll talk about that in a minute. But let's go to the pasuk that we're learning from Ahazinu. The pasuk of Ani Omis V'Achaya. That pasuk begins, Ru'u Ata, Ata with an Ayin. Ru'u Ata. Hashem says, I want you to see now. Ru'u Ata. Kani, who? Ani who? It is me. And it goes on, Ani Omis V'Achayach, and so on. That word, Ayin Tov Hei, is very, very significant. I'm sure many of you have learned and are learning this time of the year, especially the Sefer of Rav Kook, Eretz Hatshuva. Which Rav Kook used to teach all the time, his Sefer, during this time of the year, through Elul and Yom Niroim. Eretz Hatshuva changed my life, my entire perspective in so many ways. But the Nekuda HaPnimis of Eretz HaTshuva, of Rav Kook's Sefer, I always grew up thinking that Tshuva is an unfortunate tool that you take out if you messed up, and Tshuva Hashem gave, you could fix something that you broke. So it's like, you know, you have a hammer, you have a screwdriver, you have whatever you need. So this is something also, Tshuva, in life, we mess up, and the Baruch Hashem gave us a way to fix it, and we appreciate it. The entire Eretz HaTshuva is built on the Nekuda, that the essence of Tshuva is not the cure of sin. It's not a response to a mistake that I made. Of course, that's part of it. Tshuva, the world of Tshuva, means living with the absolute clarity and emunah that I, at the core of my being, am a tzaddik, I'm healthy, I'm normal, that the world in its core is beautiful, is perfect. And all of the inyonim along the way in my life and in the life of the world are distractions and distortions. Rav Kook writes the words that we spoke about around 20 years ago by Arichas, Hatshuvihi tomid shruye b'leiv. Therefore, tshuva is not just something you take out when there's a problem. Hatshuvihi tomid shruye b'leiv. Tshuva is a reality. It's a permanent fixture in the heart of a Jew. Afilu be'esach heit atzmai, even at the time that you're messing up, Tshuva is shuye b'leiv. Mipnei shehi kodma la'olam. Because tshuva existed. Hashem created tshuva, as Chazal tells, before he created the world. So tshuva is not something that comes after the sin. Tshuva is the absolute certainty that there's a refuah. Because everything began. Everything began with tshuva. And tshuva means to return. And the belief that I could always return. And the knowledge that there's always the one who I can return to. And therefore, Chazal tells us an amazing thing. And you all know this. The Medrash says, Ein va'ata el loshen tshuva. When it says in the pasuk that we're learning tonight in Hazinu, Ru'ata ki'in Hashem, I want you to see now. I am Hashem, I wounded and I will heal. I brought death and I'm going to bring everybody back to life. So it says, Ata Ayin Tafei. Now. And Chazal say, Ve'ein Va'at, Ein Va'at Ela Tshuva. Va'ata means Tshuva, now means Tshuva. Because the side of Tshuva and the side of Yom Kippur, and the side of Shabbos, which is the oasis of Toshuv, of Tshuva, is that whoever it is, and whenever it is, and whatever it is that you've gone through, even dying itself, ein va'ata loshen tshuva, Chazal tell us in the Gemara Yumadav Peivav, Gedor l'tshuva shemivia refua la'olam. Tshuva is great. It brings healing to the world. Shabbos, Yom Kippur, tshuva, the vaccine. Gedor l'tshuva shemivia refua la'olam. Because all sickness means when something becomes old, when something ages and moves away from that pureness of how that baby was at the beginning of his life. When you and I somehow move away from the core of who we are, from the beginning of our existence, from that perfection of the Eitz HaChayim. So when Hashem screams out to us, Ru'ata, I want you to stop right now. Look and see now. And Chazal say, Ein va'at ela tshuva. And tshuva is mevir rufu l'aylo. Because you know what's the greatest sickness of all? And it's what's going, it's what we're going to have to struggle with, already struggling with it now. And tomorrow when we come for Tfilah Zakeh v'Kol Nidre, I've been here so many Kol Nidres already. This is my 30th Kol Nidre, my 40th, my 50th Kol Nidre, and I'm still the same Oisvrof that I was last Kol Nidre. And it could be Tavshin Pei was worse than Tavshin Ayin Tes. So my past, I have my entire past, and this past year was worse than before. And maybe you're thinking, maybe now, next year is going to be better. The chances, the likelihood of that are very, very slim. Why would it be better? But only a person who takes this pill of Yom Kippur, of Shabbos, of the vaccine, is able to close his eyes to everything that was and to ignore the past and to ignore whatever fears there are of the future and to enter into Yom Kippur together with Kol Beis Yisrael to come into Yom Kippur with Ve'ein Va'ater L'tshuva. With that reality, ki yom hazeh yichaper, ki yom hazeh yichaper, letaher eschem. Because va'ata means hine shelchel, v'nach means right now. It's an amazing thing about Yom Kippur. In Lekutei HaShas, in Lekutim of the Arizal, we find the following lashon. You know, there's a part of the body. There's a part of the body of a Jew that's indestructible. Nachon? What's it called? The luz. It has different names, but the one that's best known is the luz. Chazal tell us that there were different chachamim that they had it with experiments. They tried to destroy it. It's indestructible. That means that the crematoria couldn't get to the gas chambers. It's not, can't be destroyed. This part of a Jew. That's called the luz. So it says in Likutim of the Arizal, Ach bechines etzem haluz, shuagid, I'm not going to go into that right now, exactly where it's located. This part of the body of a Jew, that Arizal revealed, is it doesn't take any sustenance from eating and drinking, from regular eating and drinking that we do during the week. The rest of the body depends upon what we eat and drink. The luz doesn't. The Arizal says, "Sheinenana mi'achilu shesiyah klal soid yom Kippur." The luz is the soid, is the secret of Yom Kippur, when we don't eat or drink. But on Yom Kippur, a Jew is filled with the chiyas of v'chai lo'olam, of yetz chayim, of ein v'atel l'tshuva, a taste of what? Of Shabbos Shabbosayin, of ani erapa, of roifei choylim, of no matter what I've done in my life, all I have right now is this moment about Hashem u'lukim, Hashem u'lukim, Shema Yisrael Hashem u'lukim, Hashem echad. The Arizal said, now everybody knows. The Gemara says on Yom Adav Chofum Beis that the Sultan, the Gematria of Sultan is Shin Samech Dalet, is 364. One less of the days of the year. And the Gemara says, because Sultan Biyayim the Kippur Leis Lerishus Lastunay, there's one day of the year that the Malach HaMavis cannot, the Sultan, the Eitzel, there's one day of the year that the Malach HaMavis is put out of business for that day. There's one day of the year that he doesn't have Rishus. Leis L'Rishun L'Astunei. L'chein Ein HaSotan B'Yom HaKippurim, the Arizal says. Ein HaSotan B'Yom HaKippurim. Therefore the Sultan cannot be Mekatreg on Yom Kippurim, on Yom Kippur. In other words, during the 6 days of the week, a person ages. During the year, a person moves further and further. Sometimes he feels he's getting further away from that pureness of what was when he was on the Kisa Shalilio by his bris, and he's getting lost deeper and deeper in the world of the Etzadas Tevira, and he's eating from that food of the Etzadas Tevira during the week. And during the year, and he's stuffing himself on the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. And as a result of that, he's bringing himself upon himself all of the machlus of Mitzrayim, all of the sicknesses, all of the emotional and physical sicknesses of this world by eating from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. But the song of Shabbos is Oyd Yenuvim B'Sayver D'Sheinim Rananim Yiyu. Shabbos means that a person can transcend time. Oyd Yenuvim B'Sayver, even though you're old, D'Sheinim Rananim Yiyu. It's like you're just sitting on the Kisei Shel Eliyahu. And what about all of the crookedness of the snake of the 6 days of the week, of the 364 days of the year? What about all of that crookedness? By Shabbos is Mizmor Shel Yomei Shabbos Lahagi Ki Yoshua Hashem Tzuri Rav Loser Boy. Lahagi Ki Yoshua Hashem. Shabbos is the Eitz HaChaim, is V'chai Lo'olam. And therefore we understand an amazing thing. The Prima Godim brings down. In Siman Shin, Nerchayim, Ayin Eli Rabba, Lochi Evezeh Ein Nifzad. This part of the body, the luz, cannot be destroyed. It never dies. Umenu Yibor Lohosid Lovai. And by Tchias Amesim, Hashem is going to revive that person from that luz, from that part of the body, that bone. The Odom Arishon Ochal Me'etz Adas V'nenu Kol Eivorim, because when the Odom Arishon ate from the Eitz Adas Tovira, all of his Eivorim, every part of his body was what? Was nurtured by, was feeding off of what? The Eitz Adas Tovira. And therefore, the Prima Godim says, Nigzra Leim Lo'ofer Toshuv. Therefore, the Gzeiras Misa, the Gzeira of death was upon all of the Eivorim, all of the parts of the body that enjoyed that eating of the Eitz Hadas. They were all included in the Gzeira of Lofa Toshuv, to return to the dirt, death. Masha'en Kain, the Prima Godin brings down. Masha'en Kain, Eva Zer, this Eva the Luz. Ein Loi Hanoki, Misudas Moitzei Shabbos. Where does the luz get its hanov from? What gives that part of a Jew its life? Elyonovi, Elyatishbi, Amoid Al Yamini, Vesam Cheni, the Suda of Mlava Malkiv, David Malkiv Mashiach, of Eliyahu Malach Hebrus, of Eliyahu coming together with David HaMelech, of Mashiach, of Matzah Shabbos, the Sudas Malav Malka. Because Mashiach Ein Kein Eivah Zeh Ein Lo Hanok Ki Yim Yisudas Matzah Shabbos. Uberev Shabbos Lo Yinena. And therefore, when Adam HaRishon ate from what? The Eitz Hadas Tevra, when was it? It was Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, the Luz doesn't eat from Erev Shabbos. What a Jew eats on Erev Shabbos is called Teremech Haim Zochu. The taste of Shabbos. It's not Friday. Oy vavoy to the ones who are fressing on Friday. That's not what it means, Teremech Haim Zochu. The unique of the losers from the Suda of David HaMelech with Eliyahu HaNavi, of Altira Avdi Yaakov, not to be afraid, Yaakov Yidaloi Meis, Altira Avdi Yaakov, that's what I was talking about this morning, Altira Avdi Yaakov, not to be afraid, Yaakov Yidaloi Meis, Eliyahu Malach Habris, Amoyed Almidim Samcheni, Hinei Shelcha Lufanecha. You could say it by Malav Malka. He is Shelchel Fanecha. Rabbi Yisrael, I'm one of yours. Yeah, many years have gone by, and I got far crumped over the years. I got far blundered over the years. Shabbos, Lahagit Yosha Hashem Tzuv Lav Losaba. I'm like Eliyahu HaNavi. I'm higher than death. Tzuri love loss of boy, whatever happened, Tzuri love loss of boy. No tainus. Emuna. Yermin and Ishmasa. And that's why we have an amazing thing. Going back to the beginning, let's now start ending. I didn't say end, the start ending. Shabbos himilizuk, rufua koiva lova, that's how we began. The Gemara in Shabbos, yimavaka chayla, well, later on Shabbos, you say Shabbos himilizuk, Shabbos, what are you screaming? Rufua koiva lova. Soif maise machshova tchila, tshuva kod meloilam, ein vatala tshuva, tshuva kod meloilam. So the Taz in Reish Pei Zayin. Listen to this Taz. Hafledik. The Mechaber says over there, the Mechaber is what's Hafledik. The Taz has a question, but the Mechaber says in Reish Pei Zayin, that not only in Mavaka Chayla B'Shabbos, but if you go to be Menachem and Overland Shabbos. Now, nowadays people don't usually do that, but there is an Inyan, not going into right now in Halacha, but if you happen to be with an Overlo Aleinu on Shabbos, so in your Menachem, the Overlo, what do you say to him on Shabbos? Shabbos he milizoik urafua kreivalovai. The same Nusach. So the Taz asks, this person died. It's a strong kasha, no? I looked into it. And I have to translate that. He's in the ground. So Taz asked, what's the Mechaber talking about? Why do you say to an Ovel, Shabbos Himilizak, Refua Kroivalova? There's no Refua, it looks like. So he's saying Kaddish, there's no Refua. But we understand that the Refua Kovalavai that you say to the Avel on Shabbos is not talking about, it's not talking about this second, this moment, Halavai, it should be this second, but it's talking about Vani Erpa Venem and Atalachis Mesim, Refua Kovalavai. It's talking about Shabbos is Mein Olam Haba, and therefore I'm coming to see you on Shabbos. And even though during the week it's so broken, you can't even hear people telling you, I'm welcome, but I'm telling you now on Shabbos, oof, ooh, a cry of a love, I. The Baruch Shalom on Shabbos, you could hear this, that the Baruch Shalom is Taka Neman, a Raife Neman, and he's Neman Lahachis Mason. And this person who you love is going to be back with you. And that's not only talking about, again, with someone who's in the cemetery, or someone who was buried. It means you yourself, who you buried long ago under all kinds of aveiras, is also going to come back to life. You could do it. Ein va'ata l'tshuva. Because you have inside of you this piece that's called the luz. That's the Yom Kippur part of a Jew, Shabbos Shabbos sign, that we just learned, that Ari HaKadosh revealed, that luz, the luz corresponds to Shabbos when we don't eat or drink. And the luz is not nana from the regular food of this world, but from the suda of Matzah Shabbos. Now we can understand an amazing Torah from Rabbeinu Bechai. The Kohen Gadol goes in Yom Kippur. Lift Naiv or lift him into the Kodesh Kadosh to bring the Ketores, which is to heal the Magefa. The Ketores is to heal sicknesses. And I'm sure that many of you, all of you like myself, have been saying Ketores during these months. Extra, besides the regular Ketores and Davin, Nusach Svar. To say Ketores. So the Kohen Gadol goes, lift Naiv or lift him in the Kodesh Kadosh Yom Kippur. That place of the Kodesh Kadosh, it says in Torah, Be'yakiv Avinu Ve'yikra, Shema Mokam Ahu Beis Kel, Beis El, V'ulam what? Luz Shem Ha'ir L'Rishayin. V'ulam Luz Shem Ha'ir L'Rishayin. The original first name of that place is Luz. Rabbeinu Mechai writes the following. V'ulam luz shem ha'il rishayna, ha'mokim shekoru beis el, v'hu Yerushalayim, ma'hoya ha'tzarech lo'hidiyenu shenikra luz mitchila. Why does the Torah, Yaakov Avinu, lo'imeis, why does the Torah have to tell us that the original name of this is a strange name, luz? Yerushalayim is a beautiful name. Why do you have to tell us ulam luz shem ha'il rishayna? So Rabbeinu Bechai asks, "Umat to'elas hamagas al enemiza." What do we get from that? For ulam lushem eriz lishayin. V'yitochin loyim. Rabbeinu Bechai says it could be. Ki bo akosev leumayiz lonu b'shem hazeh. That the Torah is hinting to us with this name. Ki mizeh hischil ha'olam lishtachle lishchadesh. Because from that point in creation, the world, that's where everything began, and that's how everything is going to be renewed and restored. That's the Tchiyah, the entire Tchiyah begins from that point of the beginning. It's the beginning of creation and the ability of everything to be recreated, to come back to life. Therefore, the Torah reveals to us that the original name of the city is what? Is Luz. Miloshen Luz Hashidra Ba'adam. It's named after that part of the body. Shemimenu Osid Lisnar Lischadesh. From where the Mesim are going to, and even a living person who feels like he's dead, Lisnar Lischadesh is going to what? Shake off the Malach HaMavah, shake off the dust, the dirt of death. Uli Yibor L'Tchis HaMeisim, and is going to come back with Tchis HaMeisim. Ki Keshem Shepel HaChidish HaZehu Misham, HaYim Misham. Kach Pel HaShel Tchis HaMeisim Yasch Misham. The same way that all of creation came to be from that point of the Harabais of Yerushalayim, of Kodesh Kedoshim, of the Eben Shasiyah, of that rack, of that point that's called Luz. The same way that's how creation came to be from there. So he says, Kach Pelosh Shel Tchias Amesim Yaschem Misham, Breishis Chof Ches Yud Tes, Rabbeinu Bechai. Ukvar Bia, Dovid HaMelech Ovo Sholom, Inyina Zev Oma, Ki Bia Saretz, Gam Bria San Efesh Vaguf, Hakol Meham Tzoyis Yit Tziyoin. Zer Shoma, Kelu Lukim Hashem Diba, V'yikarot Mi Tziyoin Michlal Yoifi. And therefore, We understand that the Kohen Gadol would come with the Ketores to that place. He would come with the Machta between the two Badim and bring the Ketores by the Gecholim over there when this Mal Habayis Kuloi Oshin, by that point of creation of whatever everything comes to be. And that point is called Luz Ulam Shem Elu Yishayin. And that's the Avoid of Yom Kippur. Ashrei Ayin Rosas Ois. Marakoyin Ashrei Ayin Rosas Ois. That's the sword of Yom Kippur. Shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. So we learn today the Novi Hosea. And we read the words, Erepa Mishuvosa Mayahavim Nadova. I will heal their affliction. I will take them back in love. So let me tell you a story of how a Jew was able to be vaccinated by a tzaddik. It's a Chassidish Maisa with Rav Shach. And now you know that Rav Shach was a great Rosh Yeshiva and a great Tzaddik. But to say a Chassid Shemaisa and Matzah Shabbos from Rav Shach sounds a little bit strange. He certainly did not consider himself to be among what's called Chassidim these days. But around 15 years ago or so, I don't remember exactly when it was, I told you a Maisa that I saw. I want to share it with you again. That it wasn't long after the Milchama, after the Holocaust, that there was a Polish survivor a completely broken and destroyed Jew who lost his wife and all of his children, who was dragging around in Bnei Brak. He had nothing, and he had some, it said he had some menial job. No wife, no children, no parents, no brothers, no sisters, begapa, yavu, begapa, yes. Nothing. And somebody took him into Rav Shach. And Rav Shach asked him, "Nu?" And he began to cry right away. And he said, "Rebbe, what hurts me most is that I have no cheshek at all to daven. I can't daven. I haven't davened once," he said. "I'm a chassidish yid. I'm a chassidish yid. I haven't davened once since I came out. I can't daven anymore. I have no cheshek to daven." So Rav Shach asked him, "What chassidus do you come from? What's your chassidus?" He said, "Nafkim," and he says, "What's your chassidus?" The Haim says, "At home I was a baba of a chassid." So listen to this. It's quiet for a few minutes, and then Rav Shach begins to hum an old baba of a niggin from the Rebbe Ben Zion. He knew it. Rav Shach begins to hum this niggin. So for a few minutes he's humming by himself. And this yid begins to cry, and he starts to hum together his Rabbi's niggin, the Rabbi Ben Zion's, "Hashem should avenge his blood." He begins to hum this niggin together with Rav Shach. And this yid starts to cry, mamish buckets, he begins to cry. He's humming this. And after a minute or two, the two of them begin to sing this niggin loud, this niggun of the Rebbe Rabensi in Susi Yelena. And then Rav Shach all of a sudden says, he stops the niggun, and he said, you're a chassid, you're a chassidish yid. A chassidish yid doesn't just sing a niggun. A chassidish yid dances, a rikud. Rav Shach. Rav Shach took his hands and lifted him from the chair and says in the safe they did a rikud for over 2 hours. And he brought him back to life. And he continued on from where he left off as a Baba V'chassid. Because tshuva, chevre, tshuva is tamid shruya b'leiv. The Baba V'chassid was sitting under a pile of ashes, you understand? Was sitting under the bodies of his wife and his kids and his parents and his brothers and sisters. The Baba V'chassid, the niggun, the song, the dance, was sitting under that mess of the 6 days of the week, of the sickness, of the misery, of the death. That's what the Baba V'chassid was. And Rav Shach, who was a big Talmud of the Brisker Rav and a huge Lamdan, he didn't bring him back with a Rambam. He didn't bring him back with a Lamdas. He brought him back with a Nigid, with a Rikid. So, Baruch Shalom, we're asking you, as much as Shabbos, Tavshin Peyal of Shabbos Shuvah, and you want us, you told us today, Shuvi Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. And you promised us in the parasha, Ani Erepa, I will heal you. And you promised us also in the Haftarah, Erepa Mishuvosam, I have him Nadova, I will heal your affliction. I will take you back in love. So we're allowed to say to Baruch Shalom today, you're asking us, Shuva Ad Hashem, Shuvi Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecha, so we're saying to you, Shuva Hashem Ad Mosai V'inochem Avedecha, Sabbein Baboyke Chazdecha, Shuva Hashem Ad Mosai, the Baruch Shalom returned to us, Shuva Hashem Ad Mosai, how long can this continue on, this Makas Ha'olam, this sickness of the world, with people dying, Mamish dying, lo aleinu, and people who are alive who feel like they're dying. Hine shalcha lefanecha. We're your remaining children in the world after thousands of years who still are faithful to your bris. Each one of us is an Eliyahu, a Malach HaBris, who carries your Torah to this world, who still davens, who still learns, who still keeps Shabbos, keeps mitzvahs. So we have the right, with respect, to ask you, Masa Shabbos, together with David HaMelech, together with the Anovi, by Malav HaMalkim, Masa Shabbos, Tavshin Pei Aleph, Shabbos Shuva, to ask you, Amoid Al Yemini V'Samcheini. Hine Shelcha Lefanech. That it's hard for us to continue. We need to be vaccinated immediately. With your love. With Chias HaMeisim, with the power of Shabbos, and the power of Tshuva, and the power of Yom Kippur, and to come back to that place of Yerushalayim, of that place of Ulam Luz Shem Heila Rishayna, that we'll be able to stand all of us together, all of Am Yisrael, all of us together, to be able to stand there, and that day it should be soon. But we're going to see the Kohen Gadol coming out from the Kodesh Kedoshim, from that place of Chias HaMeisim. And together with Mashiach Zakenu, all of us are going to be able to sing Mara Kaye. Hashem Yisbach should help each and every one of us that we should be Nachtam in Sifrus of Tzadikim, in the Sefer of Tzadikim, of good and healthy life, long life and good years. And to feel every single second of our lives, Ein Va'ata, Ein Va'ata L'Tshuva, that it's never too late, ever, 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 not to worry about what's going to be afterwards. To use every single second of Yom Kippur to feel Hashem is Baruch Amod Al Yemini Samcheini, like Rav Shach reaching over to this Jew and taking his hands and lifting him up, to feel our best friend Hashem is Baruch taking us by our hands and lifting us up, each one from his galus, from her galus, and saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hinei Shelef V'Nacha, I don't know how to get up anymore. I don't know how to bring myself out of this anymore. Amod Al Yemini V'Samcheini, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're the only one who's Mechalke Chaim Mechesed. We should be zeichem as Hashem for the gulash of Amitis, for hakitz around the shoych neofer with chis amazim and the gulash of Amitis. From heb yomenu amen v'amen. Rebbe Chananel Mekashmas Gosbol Zachis Rol Lefichach Hirlem Tarmitz Shnema and Lechavitz Matzidga.